I wanted to mention is something that was just sent to me. It was comes from the Portland Independent Media Center. I just received it. It was dated, however, November 22nd. I'm going to go through this news note, folks, which is very, very important, and make a brief comment, and then I'm going to start bringing up our callers. So I appreciate the patience of our callers so I know are out there. Any case, report from Venezuela. Venezuela National Assembly calls for 911 truth. The Venezuelan National Assembly is calling for an explanation of what really happened on 911 on the suspicion that the U.S. government may be behind the attacks. It calls on the U.S. Congress to demand that the government of President Bush explain the self-inflicted attack on the World Trade Center and its victims, the supposed aircraft that crashed into the Pentagon, and the links between the bin Laden family and the Bush family. The resolution, drafted by the deputy chairman of the Foreign Affairs Commission, Carlos Escara, was passed unanimously by the 167-member assembly, all of them Chavez supporters, after an opposition boycott of elections last November. Both Chavez and Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro have referred several times in the past to suspicions that the 911 attacks were planned by the Bush administration and have called for an inquiry. But this appears to be the first time that the term self-inflicted attack, quote-unquote, has been used without qualification. Asked how the legislature had reached that conclusion, Escara said the evidence and testimonies had emerged in the United States and that for the rest of the world, there was no longer any question that 911 was not an al-Qaeda attack. Well, that was news to me, folks, although apparently it came out about 6-7 days ago, and if you didn't know it until today, then you're joining me hearing it for the first time today. But I find this very, very interesting for a variety of reasons, not to mention the fact that American Free Press had sent a reporter, now no longer with us, down to Venezuela to try to meet with President Chavez, and that reporter failed and failed badly on the job. Fortunately, William Rodriguez, the 911 survivor, was there in Venezuela at the same time, hosted by American Free Press, and he made some good contacts in Venezuela during that time, whereas our own reporter, I'm sorry to say, apparently spent too much time in the sun on the beach with a little bit of alcohol and didn't quite do the job. But now we're finding out, folks, that apparently this reporter and some of his supporters don't like President Chavez of Venezuela. So now we at American Free Press are beginning to see that whole Venezuela trip that we sponsored was sabotaged from the get-go by that reporter. Now, thank God, William Rodriguez, who obviously was not working with that reporter. In fact, that same reporter went on to viciously attack William Rodriguez and accuse him, of all people, of being a Zionist agent. And I can tell you firsthand, William Rodriguez is not a Zionist agent. William Rodriguez spent a lot of time along with Jimmy Walter, additionally down in Venezuela, and built up good relations with the Chavez government. And now we see the result of that good work that William Rodriguez did. He spent quite a bit of time down there. That's William Rodriguez, the 911 hero. He spent a lot of time down there in Venezuela, and he's obviously gotten the word out to the point that the Venezuelan Assembly has passed this very provocative, very interesting, and very important resolution that is, to the best of my knowledge, the first recognition by any governmental body, certainly in this Western Hemisphere, that the whole 911 business was, just as all of us have said, a fraud. But it is very, very interesting, as I say, that American Free Press in recent weeks has come under fire from certain sources. I'm not going to name them specifically at this time, but certain sources